my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Today is the second Sunday of Advent, the second of the four Sundays that lead us and draw us towards the remembrance and celebration of Jesus' birth at Christmas. The two prominent figures of this Advent season are Mary and John the Baptist. We hear their stories in Scripture. We look to them to teach us about expectancy and preparation, about looking forward to the wonder that is to come. The Gospel reading that we heard for today talks about John as the voice, John the Baptist as the voice that cries out, "Prepare, prepare a way for the Lord to come. Make his paths straight. Make the way smooth." We'll hear John directly next week as well, a little more, we might say, unfiltered. You'll have to come back to find out what that's about. But it occurs to me that there's another person, there's another figure that we might consider as an important person of Advent, an iconic figure for us during this Advent season. He falls in a different category, not found in the stories of Scripture. It's Saint Nicholas that I'm thinking of. Saint Nicholas. The real Saint Nicholas. This year, it seems, particularly during this past week, I was bumping into Nicholas and his stories everywhere. So I decided to take notice and think about Nicholas. The feast day in the church calendar for St. Nicholas, as you may know, is December 6th. That's the day that many in the Christian community remember St. Nicholas, December 6th. And December 6th will always fall in Advent. No matter when Christmas and Advent fall on the calendar, St. Nicholas's Day will always be in the midst of Advent. Mary and John have much to teach us during Advent about hopeful expectancy. But I think that maybe Nicholas has something to teach us as well this time of year. And there was a historical Saint Nicholas. There was a man, Nicholas, who became a bishop back in the 4th century in an area that is now a part of Turkey. The Oxford Book of Saints says of Nicholas that although he was and is one of the most universally venerated saints in East and West, his life is virtually unknown. Beyond his existence, we really know nothing that might be called historical fact about the life of Nicholas. And we have no idea what he looked like, none. No sense of what his features were. Although he is portrayed in a number of well-known religious icons written to portray the figure of Nicholas. And in those icons, Nicholas is never portrayed as portly or jolly. Bishop Gallagher, who until recently served as a bishop in this diocese, shared an internet meme on Facebook this week about Nicholas. I think she shared it on St. Nicholas's Day, and there are three figures in this little cartoon. there's one clearly identified as Santa Claus who is being arrested by a police officer. And standing nearby is St. Nicholas dressed as a bishop. And the police officer says, "We've caught the guy who stole your identity." That's not really quite fair. And I'm definitely not here to bash Santa Claus. And the Santa Claus tradition in this country actually arises out of the St. Nicholas traditions. It has taken on somewhat of a life of its own more recently. But I do want to ask you to focus on St. Nicholas today. You may or may not know that Nicholas is the patron saint of Russia. He is the patron saint of a number of cities, countless churches, children, as we know, sailors, unmarried girls, merchants, pawnbrokers, pharmacists, and perfumers. There are legends that accompany each of those attributions. But it is Nicholas's reputation for generous gift-giving that is my focus today, and perhaps for us during Advent. His reputation, the legends that surround Nicholas as a generous gift-giver. One of the reflections that I came across this week about Nicholas began like this. The writer said, "Someone dear to me once played Santa in a delightful way. At Christmas time, a family that lived near to her was struggling. She was not well off herself, but she had come into a small windfall. She secretly purchased bicycles for the children and sneaked over near midnight on Christmas Eve to leave them on the family's porch." This is the kind of generosity embodied by St. Nicholas. He was a sneak. He would observe the needs of the people of his town and lurk about their homes at night, secretly gifting them with resources that changed their fortune. Nicholas became the archetypal embodiment of the unearned and utterly surprising generosity that sometimes comes into our lives at the bleakest moments. The embodiment of the unearned and utterly surprising generosity that sometimes comes into our lives at the bleakest moments. The embodiment of generosity. It's all legend, of course. It's all legend. One of the legends is that he saved three young girls in his village from dire fates, let us say, because their impoverished father was not able to provide for their dowries, and they would have become women of the street. Nicholas secretly gifted their father, the legend goes, with enough money to pay their dowries. It's just legend. But the legends about St. Nicholas have persisted. They have persisted across the centuries. They have flourished because they show us something beautiful, grace-filled, about what a human life that is filled and inspired by God can be and do. The legends of St. Nicholas show us the beautiful, grace-filled nature of a human life that is inspired by God's presence and God's love. The legends of St. Nicholas show us who we can be: beautiful, generous, grace-filled human beings who embody generosity. If I were to ask you just on the spur of the moment to define generosity, what might you say? I think for most of us, the first thing that comes to mind is related to the quantity of giving. A generous gift is a large gift. Generosity is measured by quantity. A person who is generous is a person who gives a lot. And in fact, the first dictionary definition is giving more than is necessary or expected. It's not quite the same as quantity, but it's still related to quantity. But generosity is also defined as a gift that is offered in kindness. A gift that is offered in kindness towards the recipient. A gift, any gift, that is offered solely with the hope of bringing joy to the recipient. And that's the aspect of generosity that I want to hang on to and that I want to associate with Nicholas. To give gifts generously, to give gifts that will bring joy, that will be a blessing to those to whom they are given, whether they are offered anonymously, as is the tradition associated with Nicholas, or even those gifts that we give to those whom we know and love most closely, that they may be given in this spirit of generosity that means kindness, that they may be given kindly towards the recipient in the hope that they will bring joy, delight to those who receive the gifts. Thinking about being this sort of gift giver, I was mindful of this also as I read yesterday's Advent Word. I talked last week about how these daily words that are given to us are one way to enter into the reflection of the Advent season, offered to us by a program through Virginia Seminary. Yesterday's Advent word was alert. Alert. And I have to admit, when I think of alert, the first thing I think of is first alert smoke detectors. But thinking about alert in general, my first association with the word is being alert in terms of protection. Safety, being alert on the highway, being alert to dangers or threats, being alert of the potential for fire, being alert, staying alert for my own safety and protection. If I reflect on the word a little bit more, the second place I get to is being alert for the recognition of God's gifts. Being alert for those good things that are offered to me, not missing the gifts of God that come to me, being alert so that I may recognize and cherish those gifts. But the person who wrote the reflection yesterday on alert had a third perspective, and one that fits in with St. Nicholas, I think. Part of what he wrote, he said, in Advent, we are all pregnant. Like Mary, we are all called to be God-bearers, and in this season, we are being readied to give birth to the life, light, and love of God. Be alert, he said. Be alert for these opportunities to give birth to God's life, light, and love in the lives of others. Be alert for those opportunities that are given to us to give generously, to give kindly, to give in the hope of joy and life and light in the lives of others. Be alert for those chances that we have to bring God's presence and God's love as a gift to others. Be alert for those opportunities to be St. Nicholas, to be people who embody in our own lives the unearned and utterly surprising generosity that is God's, and to share that with others. Remembering St. Nicholas and remembering this sort of gift-giving will, I think, be a help during this season when gift-giving can become so complicated. But it is also something to remember throughout the year. We have the opportunity, if we are alert, to be St. Nicholas not only during Advent season, but every day throughout the world. To give gifts kindly and generously, sharing the love and presence and wonder of God into the lives of others. Amen.